The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, first chapter, text number 44, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 31st, 1973, in London, England.
Translation: Alas, how strange it is that we are preparing to commit greatly sinful acts, driven by the desire to enjoy royal happiness.
Ahavato mahatvapam kartam babusitabhyam jadrajasukhalobhina antam sajanam uddata. So, sometimes Arjuna is accused, Bhagavad Gita is also accused, that There is violence. Bhagavad Gita is full of violence. Yes, it is full of violence, the war field. But here, the Vaishnava thinking, Arjuna is thinking, that it was arranged for his It was arranged for the satisfaction of Arjuna, so that he could enjoy the kingdom and the happiness there. Actually, it was not so. It was arranged by Krishna for his satisfaction, not for Arjuna's satisfaction. So that is the difference between ordinary work and devotional service. Devotional service and ordinary work, they look almost equal. Just like we are living in this house, the neighbors, they may think that some people are living here chanting, dancing. We also dance, we also sometimes sing, and eating, they're also eating. So where is the difference? They may think that what is the difference between devotional service and ordinary work? It looks almost equal. Therefore, people misunderstand that Bhagavad Gita is ordinary warfare and violence. But it is not there. It is arranged by Krishna because to fulfill his mission is paritranam sadhunam vinashaya cha duskita. That is his satisfaction. Not Arjuna's satisfaction, not anyone's satisfaction. It is his plan. He comes, he descends on this planet, in this universe, just to establish the real purpose of religious life and to kill, to vanquish those who are opposing the real purpose of life, human life. That is his mission. Simultaneously, two things. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskitam. So, sajanam ahovato mahatpapam kartam babusitabhayam jatrajya sukhalevana hantam sajanam uddhata. Sajanam means kinsman. So kinsman does not mean in higher sense only my brother or my sister or my father or my uncle. No. Sajanam means all living entities, because one who hasn't got Krishna consciousness, ordinary consciousness, material consciousness, he cannot think in terms of sajana, my kinsman, all living entities, he cannot think. Actually, everyone is our sajan, because if God is Father, As Krishna claims, Aham Bija Pada Pita, if he is the Supreme Father, not only he claims, at least any fine religious system claims God is the original power. That's a fact. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. Everything has come from him. He is the Supreme Father. He, Krishna is the Supreme Father. He is father of everyone. Sarva joni sukantaya. In all species of life, in all forms of life, they are all our sojourn, kinsmen. How it cannot be? Because Krishna is the original Father. This is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, a devotee of Krishna does not want to commit a little harm to any living entity. That is Krishna consciousness. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmani gavi hastini suniti cha sapaki cha pandita samadarshan. Pandita, one who is learned, is samadarshan, equal vision. Not that, just Krishna is equal vision. That picture, Krishna is embracing the cup. He is not only embracing the gopis, but he is embracing the cup also, cows also. Samadarshana. For Krishna, the gopis, the calf, and the cows, or anyone in Vrindavan who has come to serve him, they are all equal to him. Somebody wants to serve Krishna as calf, somebody wants to serve Krishna as cow, somebody wants to serve Krishna as gopi, somebody wants to serve Krishna as cowherd boy, somebody wants to serve Krishna as his father, somebody wants to serve Krishna as his mother. These are the different mellows, different tastes. Every living entity has got his own taste, how to love Krishna. But the central point is to love Krishna. Krishna also reciprocates. He has no discrimination that here is gopi, beautiful girl, therefore I shall love her more than the calf. No, Krishna is not so partial. Similarly, Krishna's devotees also, because he has Krishna consciousness, means he has got now a minute quantity, Krishna's quality. Therefore, he is also equal to everyone. He thinks everyone sajana, the same member of the same family. It does not matter if one has become ant or one has become elephant. The living spark, the soul, is the same dimension, either within the ant or in the elephant. This dimension of the soul we have several times discussed. 1/10,000 part of the top of the air. Kesagra satabhagasya satadhakulpitasya cha jiva bhagasabhigya cha anantaya kalpate. That is the dimension. In Shastra we get the dimension of the soul. Very, very minute. 1/10,000 part of the top of the ear, just imagine. So that portion is within the ant and within Brahma and within elephant. Therefore, one who is Pandit, one who knows what are the soul, spiritual sparks, part and parcel of Krishna, if he has got full knowledge, then his vision is Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Gopi Hastini Suniti Cha Sapake Cha. Pandita Samadarsana. Samadarsana means equal vision. A learned Brahmin is most intelligent man in the human society. And a dog, superficially, externally, there is much difference. Here is a dog, a street dog, and here is a learned Brahman. But one who is Pandit, one who is Krishna conscious, he sees that the Pandit and the dog, they are the same. Because they are also the same spiritual spark. By his karma, he has become a learned Pandit. And by his karma, he has become a dog. But within the different body, Asmin dehi, in this body, there is the soul. That is his vision. Of course, externally, it is not that I shall behave equally with the Brahmana and the dog. That is external behavior. But internally, we should know that both the Brahmana and the dog, they are spiritual spark. This is called Brahmagyan. Brahmagyan means the knowledge of spiritual self. That is called Brahmagyan. So, when one attains this Brahmagyan, then Brahmabhuta prasannatma na sochati na kaan samasarveshu bhuteshu samata ipar. That is Brahmagyan. So, in this verse, Krishna says, Arjuna says, that jadrajya sukhalovena hantum sajanam uddhata. So, when you are killing animals for the satisfaction of our tongue, this is mahapapam. Krishna Arjuna says, ahavato mahatpapam. Mahatpapam, great sinful act. Great sinful act. If we want to kill anyone, any living entity, for my satisfaction, either my tongue satisfaction or any sense satisfaction, it is mahapapam, great sinful act. Because they are all sajan. You cannot kill. Either you take this sense or that sense. But Arjuna is speaking in a limited sense. He is thinking of his own family members. But if one is actually in knowledge, Brahmagyan, he thinks in the same way that the lower animals, they are also our family members. And if I kill him, for my satisfaction, my sense satisfaction, it is great sinful act. Unfortunately, everyone is killing for his sense gratification, in the name of religion. In the name of religion, although it is prohibited, still they are killing. Thus, imagine how much sinful activity they are doing and how they can be happy. Their happiness, of course, a hog also thinks that he is very happy, that he is eating stool, living in filthy place, and because he has got the facility of sex life without any discrimination, he may think happy life, but that is not happiness. Happiness is different thing. Sukham atam titam yattat otindriya grahyam. If you want to feel happiness by your this blunt material senses, that is not happiness. Happiness is beyond your material senses. Atantika, that is real happiness. Real happiness means it will never end and you will never feel satiation. I no more want. That is real happiness. Material happiness, there is no such thing. That you'll feel immediately satiation. After enjoying any material happiness, a few minutes, you'll feel again another, again another, again another. So, therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, sukham atantikam jatva. So, real joy, what is real happiness, that is not felt by these blunt material senses. What is that sense? That is purified senses. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirvana. When our senses are purified, tatparatena, for the sake of Krishna, when our senses are employed for the sake of Krishna, that is purified sense. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ricchati. That is wanted. So, here, in the beginning, Arjuna is thinking in terms of his blunt senses. But the same thing he will do. Atantikam, otindriya, purified senses. Just try to understand. This is Krishna consciousness. Arjuna is now thinking, jadrajya sukhalobhena, for the matter of getting kingdom, and sense gratification, I am going to kill my kinsman. So it is great sin. That's a fact. In the warfare, in the Kurukshetra battlefield, was for Arjuna's sense satisfaction, then it was a great sin. But actually it is not being done for Arjuna's satisfaction. It is to be done for Krishna's satisfaction. So therefore the conclusion should be that whatever we do, if we do it for our own sense satisfaction, that is mahapap, sinful activities. But if we do the same thing for Krishna's satisfaction, that is spiritual advancement. This is the difference. So outsider, they think that a karmi is working for his own satisfaction, and a devotee is working for Krishna's satisfaction. Although two things are similar, externally it appears the same thing, but there is great difference. Whatever you do for your own satisfaction, for the satisfaction of your whims, that is mahapap, great sin. The same thing when you do for Krishna, that is opening your path to liberation, back to home, back to God. This is the difference. You have to change the consciousness, what you are doing, for whom you are doing, for yourself or for Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. And that is the perfection of life. In whatever position you are, whatever you are doing, it doesn't matter. That is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Adapungvi dijasrestha varnasama vibhagasa sanusthitasya dharmasya sanasiddhi haritosana. Haritosana means to satisfy the Supreme Lord, Hari. That is perfection. It doesn't matter what you are doing. Varnasama vibhagasa. First of all, whatever doing, it does not mean whatever nonsense you are doing, that will be accepted. No. Varnasama vibhagasa. According to Vedic civilization, there is division of varna, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So activities must be done according to the varnasam prescription. A Brahmana is ordered to do like this. Satya, sama, dama, titikha, arjava. You should practice this. A Kshatriya should practice this. And a Vaishya should practice this. So that is, therefore it is called varnasam. The prescribed duties are already there. Therefore, perfect human society means, first of all, there must be this division. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. And when they act, the duties of that particular position, Brahman, Kshatriya, for the satisfaction of Krishna, that is perfection of life. It doesn't matter whether you are a Shudra or you are Brahman, but if you act for the satisfaction of Krishna, according to the prescription of your position, then your life is perfect. That is one thing. The whole human civilization should be based on this principle. That must be division. The division is already there. They should be coordinated, systematized. Not that everyone is Brahmana. Brahmana means the intelligent man. So we should pick up the intelligent man. They should be trained as Brahmana. Those who are martial, having fighting spirit, they should be selected as Kshatriya. Those who are for increasing money, mercantile mentality, they should be also collected. Similarly, Shudras, and they should be trained, everyone, to satisfy Krishna. Varnasama vibhagasa. Sanusthitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi haritosa. So here Arjuna is a fighter. He is engaged in fighting. Now he is thinking that is proper. He is Vaishnava. He is devotee. He is properly thinking that for my sense gratification I am going to kill my kinsman. What a great sinful activity I am going to do. But actually, Krishna is not engaging his devotee to act sinfully. No, that is not Krishna's wish. Although superficially it appears that Krishna is engaging Arjuna to fight in the sinful activities. No, that is not sinful. Whatever Krishna does, it is not sinful, it is transcendental, the most pure activity. Therefore, the rascals who do not understand Krishna, they say that Krishna is immoral. They do not know what is Krishna and what is Krishna's action. They do not know. They think now Krishna is engaging Arjuna to fight. It is immoral. Why Krishna should engage Arjuna in the fighting business? So therefore, or why Krishna is engaged in dancing with the gopis? They are wives and sisters of other men. It is sinful if we enjoy with other's wife or other's daughter or other's sister, who is not bona fide my wife. If I want to enjoy life, that illicit sex. Krishna is not doing that. But artificially, those who are nonsense, they see that Krishna is dancing at dead of night with others, daughters and girls. Therefore, he is immoral. But that means he does not know what is Krishna. Krishna can do anything. Tejasang na dosaya. Tejasang na dosaya. He, just like the sun, is very powerful. As you see in this material world, a sun, a material thing, and it is very powerful. But the sun is soaking water, taking water from the sea as well as from filthy place. See, he is also taking, what is called soaking or
evaporating,
yes. Evaporating water from urine also. And fill the place where ditches is evaporating water as well as from the sea. But it does not mean by evaporating water from the sweat, ditch and urine, the sun is becoming polluted. No. Rather, he is turning that place, what is called prophylactic, antiseptic, by his sunshine. Similarly, even though somebody comes to Krishna with some purpose which is not moral, but the man or woman who comes there, he or she becomes purified. And Krishna does not become immoral. This science has to be known by the rascals before calling Krishna immoral. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam sahasyasu kaschit jatati siddhaya, jatatamapi siddhanam, kaschit vetimam tattva. These rascals, they do not know what is Krishna. They think Krishna is ordinary man. Why is engaging Arjuna in the fighting? Why is dancing with others, daughter and girls? These are immoral things. Therefore, this rasa dance should not be discussed among the fools and rascals. They misunderstand. Although the professional reciters, they take part. Whenever they speak of Bhagavatam, they immediately jump over the rasa dance. That is not to be done. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never indulged in such things. For mass of people, he engaged himself in Sankirtan. And when Krishna's dealing with the gopis were discussed, he was discussing amongst three selected devotees. Ramananda Raya, Sarup Damodar and Sikimai. He had thousands and thousands of devotees, but he never discussed Krishna's Rasila in the mass of people, never. That would be restricted. Krishna, because they will misunderstand. These rascals, they do not know what is Krishna, and they will misunderstand. They will be polluted. Of course, not polluted, because they, after all, they will hear about Krishna. But they may misunderstand, that is, against their making progress through the spiritual life. So, Krishna is not immoral. Krishna is not engaging Arjuna to commit such sinful activities, sajanam, hatya. No. Krishna is engaging him in his service. So one has to understand that. So when Arjuna will understand that this war, this fighting, is not for my sense gratification, it is for Krishna's sense gratification, then he agreed, because he is a devotee. Kariṣyeva cānanta. Yes, I shall now act. This is the proposition. Ātmendriya tripti vāñcā dhare tār nām kām. Kām means lust. What is lust? Lust means whenever you try to satisfy your senses, that is called lust. And the same, whenever you try to satisfy Krishna's senses, that is love. Practically, the same business, but personal and Krishna. So Krishna consciousness movement means we have to act everything for Krishna under proper direction. We cannot manufacture that I am doing for Krishna. Then there is another misleading. Therefore, we require the guidance of the spiritual master. Krishna, Guru Krishna Kripa. It is Chaitanya Charitamrita. So you have to seek the mercy both of Krishna and Guru. Not that you have become so advanced that you are directly in connection with Krishna and whatever you are doing, it is mercy. No, don't think like that. It must be guided, it must be confirmed by Guru. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Latabi. Bhakti line is there. So our business is, Krishna consciousness movement is, that we have to satisfy Krishna. Referenced by that Professor Zena, that one rogue, he did by his whims, and he alleged that after reading Bhagavad Gita violence, he committed this violence. So, did he take permission from Krishna or Krishna's representative? But he does not know the technique. He has unnecessarily accused, committed a great offense to the lotus feet of Krishna. So therefore, an inexperienced person, they should not try to teach Bhagavad Gita to others, because he has no knowledge. This knowledge has to be received by parampara system, evam parampara praptam, evam rajasaya vidu. So simply by academic career, by knowledge of ABCD, you cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, bhaktosi priyosi, without becoming bhakta. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami has forbidden that don't hear anything about Krishna from a person who is not a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava mukhat dinna puta hari kathamritam savanam na kartam. This is private. You cannot hear, but these audience or the students, they also do not know that here is a rascal, he is not a devotee, he is not a Vaishnava. Why should we hear from him Bhagavad Gita? The first condition is bhaktosi. And the prohibition is also by acharyas. The avaishnava mukhat ginna puta hari kathamritam samananakat. Puta hari kathamritam. Hari katha talks of Krishna there by themselves, pure. But still it is prohibited that if it is spoken by avaishnava, non-devotee, one should not hear. Should not hear. Must immediately reject. First of all, we have to see who is going to speak about Krishna. Is it a devotee of Krishna? Is he a Vaishnava or not? If he is not, then immediately reject. Oh, we are not going to hear from him. But people do not know. Any rascal speaking about Bhagavad Gita, we hear. That is not the process. Then you will misunderstand. Avaishnava mukha sarpachishta parayodhyatha. Just like milk is very good food, everyone knows. But when it is touched by the tongue of the serpent, it is poison immediately. So we cannot drink poison. Don't hear Bhagavad Gita or any talk about Krishna from a person who is not a Vaishnava, who is not a devotee of Krishna. We will misunderstand. That's like what they will say. Then we'll say, oh, Krishna is engaging Arjuna for fighting, for committing so many sinful activities. No, that is not the fact. Krishna is engaging Arjuna fighting, just to serve his purpose. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskrita. And Krishna is executing the mission of Krishna, not for his personal benefit. These are the things. That's all. Thank you very much.